Good morning to you. It is 6:47, and in with today's sports, it's Dave Jarvis.
Thank you, Frank. Let's start with the World Series. The St. Louis Cardinals have won Game 1 of the series. Alan Craig's pinch hit go-ahead RBI single in the sixth proved to be the difference. Cards rolled to a 3-2 win over the Rangers at Busch Stadium last night. Cardinals outfielder Lance Berkman says they have to thrive in the National League formatted games of the Fall Classic.
We have to win the National League style games if we're gonna win this thing. And tonight was a National League style game, 3-2. Good pitching, good defense, timely hitting, and I don't think that we want to get into a gorilla ball type series with these guys.
A National League style game, of course, means no designated hitter. Berkman added a 2-run single in the fourth frame for St. Louis. They take a 1-0 lead in the best of 7 set. They host Game 2 in St. Louis tonight. Well, the latest OSAA power rankings are out, and Bend and Mountain View continue to appear in the top 10. Sherwood is number 1, followed by Marist. Bend comes in at number 3, with Lebanon and Ashland rounding out the top 5. Crescent Valley, Corvallis, West Albany, Mountain View, and Wilsonville fill out the top 10, while Summit in at number 14. Now, the power rankings are used to seed the final playoff bracket after the play-in games are complete. They also help in setting some of the matchups for play-in games. Mediation between the NBA's owners and players is stretching into a third day. The two sides are scheduled to resume talks later today. They met for more than 24 hours in a 32-hour span from Tuesday into Wednesday morning. Without a deal this week, NBA Commissioner David Stern says he may cancel some more games. And the 1-5 Minnesota Vikings are making a change at quarterback. Head coach Leslie Frazier has named Christian Ponder the starter for Sunday's game against the Super Bowl champion Green Bay Packers. Florida State rookie replaces veteran Donovan McNabb, who was sacked 5 times in Sunday's loss to Chicago. Not McNabb's fault, but he's paying the price. Actually, I think it's a pretty good move. Give the new guy a shot. Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND.